Reed, it's Foster Gamble calling. Well, what do I say? Thank you for screwing up my life here. I'm in deep grief over the loss of Inga. Wasn't able to put down your books from the moment that I picked up the first one. And really, I want to congratulate you on just masterpieces here, and I'm so excited that you're not done. I look forward to talking in detail with you about your writing. You obviously have a tremendous gift, which you've developed and are using well to the delight of the rest of us. And it's a huge project that you've taken on. I'm so excited to be able to just journey with these characters all the way up to the present time. I'm looking forward to hearing what the status of book three is. And in terms of coming back on the show, I really look forward to doing that. One of the most fun conversations I've had. I'm currently not scheduling any interviews until March. I'm not even putting them on the calendar until I look in March. I definitely look forward to doing it in the future. And give me a call when you get a chance, and I'll look forward to talking about some of these threads west in detail. I'm at 831-4...
Hi, Mr. Rosenthal. I bought a book from you last spring in Cheyenne at Barnes & Noble, and I also bought the audiobook for my husband. Well, my husband really enjoyed listening to the book Threads West, and I was hoping to get him several more of your books on audio, and actually I'd like to get him the whole series over a period of time. Can't afford the whole thing at once, but I can't seem to find them. So if you could give me some, or call me back with some information, my name is Sharon Heward. My number is 307. I would appreciate it. I have an anniversary coming up, and I thought it would be a great anniversary gift for my husband. Like I say, he did thoroughly enjoy Threads West and would love to hear some more of the series of those books. Oh, thank you very much.
Hi, Reed. This is John Stevenson. I'm reading the second of three autographed books that we have. I'm reading Maps of Fate. And I can't believe how enthralled I am in your books. I'm just blown away by the way that you could write. I'm in this stagecoach. I'm in this wagon. I'm heading west. I'm just blown away. And I really appreciate the fact that you are able to write so well. I appreciate it. And I plan on reading all of your books. And my friend Tracy Jackson, she's the one that got the books for us. And I thank her so much because you have opened my mind so much. And I just want to call. I've never called an author before, but I really feel it necessary to let you know how much my wife and I enjoy the books. I'm really can't wait for Jacob to get out of the picture. He just is bugging the heck out of me, but I'm afraid he's going to be in book three when I pick it up. So thank you, Reed. I really appreciate your talent and looking forward to reading the rest of your books. Have a great day, Reed. Bye.
Hello, this is Dick Shear. That's spelled S-C-H-E-E-R. It's Thursday about 3 o'clock. My number is 3. I have three of your books at Threads West, and I enjoy them very, very much. I've ridden horseback in this country that you write about, but I'd like to get the rest of the books, but I go to Barnes & Noble Bookstore, and they say there's a problem with the publisher or something, and they don't have them, they don't carry them, and I'd like to know how to get the rest of the books. Because I enjoy them that much that I would like to finish reading all of them. So if you know how I can get a hold of them here in Denver or Arvada area, why, give me a holler. Thank you very much, Reed. Bye.
This is Mrs. Paul Bailey. I met you before Christmas and bought three of your books that my husband loved. And he's waiting for number four to come out, and you mentioned number four was coming out in March, but Barnes & Noble still doesn't have it. To just to please my husband. He's 95 years old and loves it. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Yes, Reed. Today is May 30th, 2015 at 11:19 a.m. This is Brittany. I just want you to know that I've been selling your book like crazy. I just wrote, and here's what I'm telling everybody. I've been reading Reed Lance Rosenthal's Threads of the West. I know you would enjoy it. It starts off in Europe with migrants heading west to America. First stop is St. Louis to Colorado. Indians and all. More than a history book, he describes the characters who left the homeland in brilliant dialogues in which the characters come alive. It's a must read, and the saga is ongoing now up to 19 books. What more can you ask for from an author? Realism, genealogy, and compassion. And that is how I'm describing your books. You don't need to call me back, but in case you wanted my number, it's 480. I love your books. Keep on writing.
Hi, Reed. My name is Walter Johnson. I bought three of your first three books at the Eastern Idaho State Fair last Thursday, and I didn't start reading book one until Monday, and I could not put it down. Wow. Look out, Louie L'Amour. I really liked it. I can't wait to get started on book two. Thank you so very much. Thank you so very much.
Hey, Reed. My name is Alvin Hawkins. I talked to you earlier about when your fourth book was going to come out. You thought it was going to come out the end of April, and I've been looking for it. I haven't seen it, and I haven't seen it on your email, so I'm really interested, really looking forward to it. So if you give me a call back, let me know, 303.
Hey, Reed, my name is Kent Smedley. I live in Morgan County, Utah. I had a book given to me, Threads West, and I absolutely loved it and wanted to thank you for your skill and our talent and ask if you had a book that you had written after that that I could purchase from you. Please give me a call.
Reed, Gary Richardson. You're not going to remember this. You meet a lot of people, but I met you personally at the Barnes & Noble in Colorado Springs when I bought my very first book. I do have three, but I'm looking for the next ones and wondering, I guess, what's going on. I've got myself and a couple of my friends waiting to see what's happening for book four and five. Take care and hope you're having a good day. Talk to you later. Gary Richardson, that is. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yes, Reed. This is Linda Gordon, and I'm just calling you to thank you for calling my friend Patsy. She's 83 years old, and she was really excited to hear about you. I'm almost finished with my third book, and I'm having panic attacks because there's no fourth yet. So I'm excited when it comes out, and hopefully we'll see you at the bookstore to sign. And thank you again so much.
Hi, Reed. I'm surprised this is actually your real phone. I was expecting this to be like a business phone. This is Sandra. I met you in Twin Falls, Idaho at the Barnes & Noble. I also am from Wyoming. We spoke a bit, and I bought Threads West. I just wanted to let you know that I sort of love and hate you for the way I am now hanging on because, you know, now I am addicted and have to go and buy the second book. Love this story. Love the characters, although I'm revolted by Jacob. And I wish, you know, Sarah's bullet would have found a little closer to his heart. Anyway, I love the way you write. Thank you for this. Now I have an escapism that I'm going to really enjoy. Can't wait for the next 32 books. I just totally love how you write. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.